found you, 'cause you stuck around and you found me on the couch, trying to pull answers from the bottom of a bowl with help from Seth MacFarlane, Joel and Ethan Coen. But sometimes it's nice to get out of the house. After a few years, you start to smell. I found you.
Hello and welcome to this 12th episode of the Chattanooga Locavore Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Schuster of White Ivy Farm, and I'm very happy to be here today to talk about local food with you. Today on the show, we have Ann Keener of Slow Food Chattanooga. She's the chapter leader of Slow Food Chattanooga. And Slow Food, of course, is an international organization all about promoting real food. You know, it's kind of the opposite of fast food, slow food. And it's, on their website, they have a vision statement, and it says, "We envision a world in which all people can access and enjoy food that is good for them, good for those who grow it, and good for the planet." And that pretty much sums it up. You know, that it covers all the bases there. So I saw this, and I figured I should get Ann on the show and talk about the vision for Slow Food Chattanooga and kind of where they're going as a branch, you know, of the bigger pie there. So before I play that interview, give me some feedback. We haven't gotten any feedback on last week's show with the format when I recorded with my wife, and I think that's one of those things where I might do it more often, but I want to hear what you guys think about it. And I think it was great. We had some people say hi to my wife at when she was selling at the Trenton and Mentone farmers markets, and that's great. You know, people listen. You know, she really appreciated it. So let's go ahead and play this interview here, and then afterwards I will talk about some of the local food events that are happening in Chattanooga. Welcome back to the show. I have with me today Ann Keener, the chapter leader of the Chattanooga Slow Food. How you doing?
Good.
Glad to have you on the show. We're going to talk about Slow Food Chattanooga. Now, Slow Food, of course, is an international movement, I guess you could say, and it has a global presence, and it's nice that there is a Chattanooga chapter in our area. And so you want to tell me a little bit about what Slow Food is all about?
Sure. Slow Food was started in Italy in the 80s by Carlo Petrini, and he kind of, the legend is that he started it because they built a McDonald's in his town, and he realized that, you know, that a lot of the traditions and cultures of around food were sort of disappearing because of westernized fast food and just sort of factory farming, which is happening in Europe just like it's happening here. And so he basically started it as like just sort of to have like a group of people get together and share, you know, their grandmother's culinary traditions and sort of relearn how to support their local farmers, and it gradually grew into this big international movement.
So the focus is getting back to, it's kind of the opposite of fast food. It's getting back to the way things have, you know, used to be, where people would grow their own food and eat this food that wasn't, that, you know, the main concern wasn't growing it as fast as possible and getting it as fast as possible while it's sitting in a freezer. And so, yeah, I mean, it seems like a perfect name, especially to kind of combat that fast food moniker that is so popular, has been so popular in the, you know, past decades.
Yeah.
So you say it started in Italy, and did it grow in Europe first and then come to America, or how did that work?
It did. I mean, it grew in Italy pretty rapidly, and then it's all over Europe. I'm not quite sure when it came to the U.S. The headquarters is in New York, and I feel like that it started in the 90s, and then as it, you know, as it grew, it sort of spread out through New York and then different states were picking up and starting their own chapters.
Now, when did the Chattanooga chapter start?
The Chattanooga chapter started, I think, about 10 years ago. Tom Montague, I might be wrong, but Tom Montague started a local chapter when I was about 17, so I'm 27 now. And he just, it's always been, the Chattanooga chapter has always been fairly casual. And really, the nice thing about Slow Food is it has lots of different branches and lots of different opportunities. Some chapters focus on, like, education with children, and some chapters focus on, you know, urban farming. And, you know, there's a lot of different directions that each chapter can take. And the really cool thing about Chattanooga is there are a lot of different organizations and a lot of different people doing really neat stuff around food. So, you know, we have been kind of trying to figure out which direction we want to take our chapter in.
Oh, okay. And I know that you have, like, workshops and, mm-hmm. And classes and things like that. Are those popular?
Yeah, they're very popular, which is inspiring for me. Mm-hmm. Especially we did a fermentation workshop a couple weeks ago, and it was very popular, which was exciting.
Yeah, I noticed it. Didn't it sell out pretty quickly?
It did. Yeah, and there were a bunch of people on the waiting list as well. So we're hoping, and I mean, we did it kind of early in the season, so really we didn't have a ton of stuff growing to ferment. So we're going to try to do another one soon once more root crops come in.
So does that mean that you you have a farm itself? Like, you grow things yourself?
No, I meant we buy, like, the the general local farming community.
Oh, okay.
My parents do own Sequatchie Cove Farm.
Oh, okay.
And then the woman who was helping me, Beth Austin, she is working at Circle S Farm. So she works there and they grow produce.
Oh, great. Yeah, we actually had Letty Smith on the show before.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's interesting. So it's workshops. You say you've taught fermentation. What other types of workshops have you done?
We are that was our second of the cooking classes. We did a pie class at Crabtree last summer, and we did three different kinds of pies. Three different teachers. It was very ambitious. but that was really well received as well. I was sort of been trying to get the ball rolling on those classes. So,
mm-hmm. What other types of, are there any other ideas for things that you'll be doing with the community?
The cooking classes are kind of what I'm most interested in right now. But I am actually in the process of starting a little restaurant and cooking class in community space as my own business in North Chattanooga. And so my attention is a little bit separated, I guess, from Slow Food right now. So what I'm actually doing is trying to reach out to more volunteers and get a few more people on board to help me come up with different events. I was just talking to someone from the Hunter Museum yesterday, and we're going to do an event with Gaining Ground in August around food and art, probably involve some local farmers and get that. But so far, that's our next event, although I hope to do, like I said, another fermentation workshop this spring, mm-hmm. or early summer.
Now, would you say that the awareness of the importance of slow food has increased in the last few years?
Oh, yeah. It is definitely. And I think it's a collective thing. I don't know, you know, if it was necessarily all done through slow food, but, you know, I mean, gaining ground and all the different farmers markets and just, like I said, there's just so much going on around food in Chattanooga, and there's so much of a push, and I think people are becoming much more familiar with the concepts, and that's very exciting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I think that it's, you know, I've talked about this a lot on the show, but the farmers markets, you know, there are so many of them now, and they're all, you know, they all have waiting lists. Well, a lot of them have waiting lists for farmers because there are more farmers, there are more consumers, and there are more markets, which is just a great trend. You know, all three of them are growing at a nice pace.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like the awareness, especially from the consumer side, is there, you know, and it's important. So it's nice that this is happening, and especially in Chattanooga. You know, Chattanooga has, we have grocery stores opening up for the sole purpose of selling local food, like Enzo's, and I think that this is, it's a very important time, and it's exciting too, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I mean, and it's Tennessee, I mean, the area that we live in is just so incredible for farming, and yeah, it's just the perfect climate and soil and everything, and so it is very exciting to see people, you know, really wanting to take advantage of that and get back to the small, sustainable family farm.
Yeah. Now, you sound like you've been with the kind of local food, healthy, organic food movement for a long time, especially since you said your parents owned Squatchy Cove. How did you get started with slow food?
I basically grew up in it. When my parents started the farm, I was like 13. And that was sort of the beginning of the local food sort of scene in Chattanooga, I guess. You know, like St. John started around that time, and 212 had actually already started before our farm. But, you know, Need Loves got started, and we all kind of, Green Life got started, and we all kind of, like, grew up together. So I guess I've always been involved on some level, and I've always been a slow food member. I got to go to Terra Madre, which is it happens every 2 years. It's a worldwide meeting of just farmers and cooks and craftspeople organized through Slow Food International. And I got to go to that, I think, 6 years ago through my parents' farm.
Nice. Now, some other things that Slow Food does, they also have this Ark of Taste, which is essentially like an endangered species list of food of certain plants. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. It's the Ark of Taste is an endangered species list, like you said, of just vegetables and fruits and animals. Which are, you know, there, a lot of people are familiar with heirloom vegetables, which were just, you know, old varieties of fruits and vegetables that have been grown to, like, suit specific soils and specific areas. And that's what we've gotten away from, a lot of that, you know, because of trying to get uniformity or, you know, just like ease of growing. And that's why things like the potato famine happened in Ireland, because they were only growing one type of potato. So the Ark of Taste goes around and gets, you know, just tries to find all these old traditional fruits and vegetables and even animals, which are sort of, people aren't raising anymore for whatever reason. I mean, a lot of times they just don't have access to them, or they're a little fickle, or, you know. So they just put them all on a list and help get, like, the seeds, or, you know, make them more accessible to farmers, or they make the animals easier to get. And the interesting thing about heritage breed animals is that you have to eat them. You know, the farmers will grow them so that they can be eaten so that they can become less endangered, which is a little counterintuitive, but...
Yeah, it says, according to the website, it says that there are over 1,000 products in that catalog. That's pretty crazy. And it's scary. I mean, this is something that we're being warned about more and more, especially with companies like Monsanto, you know, and GMO foods that are, like you said, they concentrate on one type, you know, and this genetically modified crops that are raised for one specific reason, and it's kind of killing off all of these other ones. And with over 1,000 of them on this endangered list, that's scary, you know. But it's good that Slow Food is bringing the awareness up for something like this.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean, agriculture originally started to mimic nature, but to make it a little bit more, you know, convenient for us as humans to be able to harvest it and stuff. And if you think about nature, even if you walk out into your front yard, if you don't treat it with chemicals or anything, there's like probably, you know, at least 20 different weeds and plants growing out there in your, you know, depending on how big your yard is. My yard is small. So just in, you know, the 5-square-foot yard that I have, I have a much larger variety than like a cornfield does. And that's just not, you know, it's just not the way that it's supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so if someone wanted to volunteer and contact you about volunteering at Slow Food Chattanooga, what would they need to do?
They can go to our website, which is slowfoodchattanooga.com, and my email address is under the contact tab on that website. And just my personal email is what's on there, and that's the best way to contact me.
Great. Well, I hope it works out. I hope we can get some volunteers for you, because it sounds like the interest is there. You know, and like you said, with a fermentation class, and it's just a matter of, kind of getting that, getting more classes for the people, and hopefully volunteers will help out with that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all I had for this interview, but I thank you for coming on the show. All right, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Ann Keener of Slow Food Chattanooga. Before we go, I want to talk about a few events that are going on in the area. There's a whole wheat bread workshop over at Crabtree Farms on May 4th, which is this Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. It's $40 per person, and what you'll do is you will be able to learn how to make whole wheat bread. And you'll actually leave with whole wheat dough that's ready for the second rise. And it said you also leave with a loaf of sourdough bread and a jar of starter and recipes. So you get all that for $40, plus you'll actually learn how to make the bread itself. So it seems like a pretty good deal. And also, there's a, it's kind of a two-part deal. It's called Herb and Flower Farming. There's a free lecture on May 3rd, which is Friday, and this will take place at 7 p.m. at Nutrition World at 6201 Lee Highway. Dr. Richard Miller, who's a physicist, biophysicist, and herbalist, will basically teach you how to produce $10,000 on a half-acre plot. It seems pretty crazy, but he says this is a must for educators, gardeners, and farmers. And, of course, this is free. This is completely free. But there's a second part to it, this workshop. The Urban Flower Farming Workshop, which will also be with Dr. Richard Miller, but that will take place on May 5th at the annex behind Chattanooga Nutrition World from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on the 5th. Now, this one is $40 per person or $60 a couple, and this will, it's along the same lines of how to make $10,000 on a half-acre plot, but this is the workshop itself, and you'll get a free evaluation for growing commercial herbs on any size plot of land. You'll also get his latest book, which is called The Encyclopedia of Alternative Agriculture, Volume 1. And then on May 4th, there's something called Kids in the Kitchen. And that's a free day of, you know, where basically kids learn about healthy eating and exercise. And that will be from 11 to 3 on May 4th. Now, this is the sixth annual event that's held, sponsored by the Junior League of Chattanooga and the Association of Junior Leagues International. So if you have kids and you want to teach them more about healthy food, this might be a good idea. And finally, on May 10th at 7 p.m., there will be a screening at Crabtree Farms of the movie American Meat. Now, if you know who Joel Salatin is, and if you follow and you kind of enjoy the different philosophies he has on raising food and raising meat, especially like in the movie Fresh, this is like kind of his second movie. I mean, the guy's like a megastar now, you know, among farmers and kind of the sustainable movement. So this is his second movie. I think it's good for Joel. You know, he seems to really be enjoying it, and people just love the guy to death. He has such a, you know, charismatic personality for this type of topic. So again, that's Friday, May 10th at 7 p.m. at Crabtree Farms. So that's all I have for the events, and I got all of those events off of the Gaining Ground website, so if you want to check out more details on those, I will have a link in the show notes to Gaining Ground's event page where you can check out more on that. But I want to thank everyone for listening, and if you have something you want to run by me, maybe an interview request or interview suggestion, or you just want to say hi, you can send that to show@chattanoogalocavore.com, and then also our Twitter and Facebook. Those are ways you can follow us, you can join the Facebook community, you can chat with others, and you can even, there's even a link on our main website, chattanoogalocavore.com, where you can check out White Ivy Farm if you want to, because we're going to start selling at the Main Street Market. We actually just got accepted. We had a farm inspection, I guess you could say, that, you know, a couple guys came and they looked over the farm to make sure that we're actually growing, you know, the food that we say we're growing, which is a good step. I mean, it's definitely a good thing to do. So we're really looking forward to that. We won't start selling this Wednesday. Well, tonight is Wednesday, but we won't start selling maybe next week or the week after. We have to get our produce together. It's been a really bad, bad wet and cold spring so far, so we don't really have a lot going, but hopefully soon, and you'll be able to see us throughout the summer over at Main Street Market. But again, I want to thank everyone for listening. Look for my my article over at nuga.com coming out this weekend, and have a great week. See you later.